up, fellas?
Fellas.
And fellers. Wait.
Ladies?
Wait, is it funny? So, in like a romance language,
okay,
an A ending would be feminine.
An A-N?
Like an A ending.
An A-N?
An A-A-A-N. An A...
A-N.
Ending.
All right, I think I'm finally back on.
Oh, thank God. but we say fellas to refer to dudes.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's no female version of fella.
Okay. Well, that doesn't have to be, though.
That's true.
You're saying, like,
well,
amigo,
I wanted to say, like, oh.
Amigas?
Like, yeah.
Amigo, like, amigo. Like, why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Amigo,
amigas.
Taking those night classes.
I took 2 years of Spanish in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was not beneficial.
I learned Latin.
Honestly, that probably would have helped me more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like,
it was pretty fun.
Technically, I got a philosophy degree. Like, even though it was a theology.
You should have learned
undergrad.
Latin.
I know, I should have.
Yeah. You could read the Vulgate. I did have to translate. That was part of my thing.
There's no vulgar translation.
I had to translate the Vulgate to English.
I actually win. What's his name? Ah, it's right there. The guy who did the Vulgate.
I don't remember his name.
Oh. Why do I remember? I want to say Samson. Not it. It's going to drive me crazy.
Samson.
Not Samson.
He's brushing his hair.
Oh. And someone else brushed his hair.
Oh, that's true.
There's no way Samson brushes all the hair.
You don't think so?
No, it's probably like...
I wouldn't let anyone near my hair.
It was probably like a Tangled situation where his mom brushed it. Disney movies.
Do you think that he got scared when he was taking a shower and like some hair fell out?
Do you think he took showers?
They gotta do something. They gotta bathe.
Well, yeah, they're probably bathing.
But like when he found loose hair, do you think he got scared?
Loose hair. probably.
What if Samson went bald? Well, but since nobody cut his hair,
I wonder if when Delilah cut his hair, all of it fell out. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but that would be wild.
I don't know. I think I would like that.
He just immediately goes bald.
Why does it matter if I would like it? I think I would like it, though.
You like that imagery?
I do like
that. That's kind of like Humpty Dumpty.
Okay.
You know how, like, we read the story, and then we're just like... This dude sits on a wall and falls.
So he's not a dude. He's
obviously
egg.
He was an egg. But it never says that he's an egg.
There's zero problem with the fact that he's an egg. Oh wait, he's not an egg.
No, they never say he's an egg.
Okay.
So we just assumed that. We're like, and clearly this is a ginormous egg.
But it's also a nursery rhyme. But it's probably based in some truth.
But I think it's easier to stomach the fact that they all try to like put this guy back together. When it's like an actual dude, it's a little gross.
Yeah, because it's like the surgeons tried to do surgery on him and they couldn't.
Yeah, well, because the horses were involved too.
Oh wait,
all the king's horses and all the king's men.
They like, tried. Oh yeah,
the horses are getting in on this.
What are you talking about?
They would have made it worse.
I mean, maybe it was just like they were part of the travel. They had to bring people in. That is
I'm trying to rationalize a nursery rhyme.
How did we get to Humpty Dumpty? I have no clue. Actually, this week at my son's school is nursery rhyme. They had a parade and he did, I don't want to say Carl. Old King.
Carl.
Old King something. Old King something.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's the rhyme? Or what's the story?
Old King. I forget the guy's name though.
Did he have something?
No, he was just an old king.
Oh. Sick.
But we got him a crown and, like, a one of those, like, shawls, I guess. A shawl.
Oh.
A cape. The kings wear.
Yeah. They wear capes.
And then...
A robe. Like a robe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had a name tag on him that said what the king's name was.
Hmm.
Which is actually in the title of the song.
Old King. Something.
I can't think of his name. Old King something. Hey, a hemp factory.
Oh.
That's interesting.
All kinds of stuff around here.
Yeah. What are we doing?
But anyway, hey guys. Welcome back to Tipsy Theology, Road Edition.
A view you've never seen before.
Yeah, if this is your favorite view, then comment.
A Tipsy Theology podcast.
Or the podcast.
That's while driving.
You know what I've always said?
It's a good thing I'm your guest.
I've always said that, you know, alcoholism doesn't run in my family. It drives.
You've always said that?
Always said that.
Oh, no.
This definitely isn't the first time I've said that.
Well, good thing this is a Driveway episode.
We got the Driveway. I don't know what episode number this is, because I've lost count.
It doesn't matter. You'll find out when the number's on there.
When it releases and there's a number, that's the one it is.
We're just going to ignore you, like someone who's not... Like, you're just along for the ride.
It is funny. They're kind of like the...
I'm a little scared that I keep looking back.
That's kind of awesome. All
right, I'm not going to look back anymore.
I do love how the POV right now...
I know.
...is that they're the third guy in the car.
Yeah, but they're sitting in the middle.
Yeah. That's what I would do if I sit in the back seat.
That's actually a good point.
So I want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Welcome to the conversation, guys. I do have a question for you. Let me try to fix that. Now I can see the sky better.
Ooh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? That's pretty. I'm kind of jealous of them.
No, I get it from her view. Beautiful Florida.
Florida is beautiful. In its own unique way.
So why are we driving, Paul?
Well, we actually just did a tour that you set up.
We did.
On the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, but we weren't on the podcast.
We were not. We just got to go and fanboy.
Yeah, just hang out. That was really fun.
It was fun, yeah.
Super nice guys.
Yeah.
And the lady of the podcast was not there.
No.
But, you know, she wasn't expected to be.
I was just happy that they were there. Anybody was there.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
They could have sent us to an abandoned building somewhere, but it was to their place.
That's true. They really could have. They just do whatever they want. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, we're driving back now, and Steven is like, no, we should record a podcast.
Yeah, I feel like our drive would have been a great episode. Although we weren't talking to each other like hosts.
That's true, just like regular people. Which, honestly, that's one thing I want to get better at.
Don't talk like a host?
I don't want to talk like a host.
So you want everybody watching to forget that they're being entertained?
Yeah.
So, I want you to feel like you're just in a boring car ride.
No, not the boring part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I want you to feel like you're here. Yeah. I'm not trying to do anything. You're just, like, this is just me on a normal basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny, because I do talk most of the time. Like, when I'm home by myself, I'm still talking.
So, I have a very, like, spiritual thing that happened to me.
Oh.
In regards to that.
That's sick.
And I didn't mean to get like this, like...
No, because I have a somewhat serious but kind of funny question for you.
Okay.
Which I was
Should
like...
Should we set up a little bit more of what we're... Well, let me say this.
Say that first.
Okay,
first.
It doesn't really have anything to do with whatever we're going to talk about. Or it might, I don't know.
It might be perfectly
well, aligned. Okay, so... Yeah. So, like, I think you've told me this before, but I, like, there's someone in my head that I talk to.
Yeah. The narrator, yeah.
Yeah, there's a narrator in my head that I talk to. And I like to think that that's like, I don't know, maybe it's just a resonating chamber in my head of sound. Mm. Or it's really my thoughts and I think about it as another person. Anyways, I've been playing golf a lot more recently.
Mm, yeah.
And I often play golf by myself. And golf is one of the things that, I mean, I regularly play with other people, but I try and get, you know, I just like playing golf, and playing by myself is fun sometimes because...
Yeah.
It's like, I don't put AirPods in. I'm not listening to anything. I don't just have my phone playing music. I'm literally just on the golf course. Now, when you're playing golf, there's a lot of things you can think about, or you can think about none of it at all. Like, you can kind of choose.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of mechanics that, like, if you're, which I feel like even really good golfers are thinking a lot about what they're doing. So, like, my brain is still going. I'm doing a function.
Yeah.
But I don't have to, like, think intellectually about it. So anyways, when I play golf by myself, I will often talk out loud.
Mm.
And the reason I do that is because there's nobody around.
Yeah.
I'm just in a field.
So you're just gonna say anything.
Yeah, which honestly is a little ridiculous, and I get that. I've had conversations with people who literally just don't like golf, don't like people who play golf. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not fair.
We are on the right road, by the way.
Yes, we are.
Because I remember this on the way up.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Look, there's castles over there.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, that's what that... This says...
little playground.
Scott's Corn Maze.
Who's Scott?
I don't know, but he has a corn maze.
He's got a good kingdom.
That looks awesome.
That actually does look really fun.
I'm going to bring my kids out here. Yeah, Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott Farms. That's awesome. Great Scott Farms. I don't really know what city we're in right now.
I don't know.
We're somewhere in the middle of Central Florida, just kind of going up and down.
we're just driving.
Okay, so on the golf course, and there's some construction, so there's like, we're on the wrong side of the road right now. Oh, wait, no, we're on the right side. Yeah, we are.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you can't see the
road. Actually, they can't see it. It's great.
But, so, the other day I was like, I was just playing golf by myself, and we do have to turn here. I was playing golf by myself, and I started talking to myself like I normally do, like, oh man, why did I hit it like that? Or realistically what, I think in this situation, I hit the ball and I was like, man, I just out loud, I was like, yeah, I hit that exactly how I wanted to.
That's cool.
And I said like, why am I talking to myself? And I said, wait, then I said, you know what? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that great golf shot.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Actually, hey, Jesus, let's play golf today.
Yeah.
So then I was like, all right, now I'm not playing golf by myself and I'm not talking just to myself.
Mm.
Now I'm literally having like all of my golf that's happening.
Yeah.
I'm talking now, like in my mind, I'm talking to Jesus. I have a direction to point to.
Yeah,
and I realized, like, man, that was such a simple thing. It was like, I'm not, like, going in my closet to pray. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm in nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Heavily crafted by man on a golf course.
But, I mean, that's part of what we're here for.
Yeah, that's true. To craft golf courses.
Yeah.
Leisure time.
That's right.
But I was like, it's so easy for me to just now... I don't have to, like, talk about anything other than now I'm inviting Jesus into play golf for me.
Yeah.
There's going to be some people that hear that and they're like, that's so dumb. And
probably is.
Honestly, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I'm okay with that. But yeah. I don't know that it's more dumb than just talking to myself and leaving Jesus out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, I think about that too, Vim, but...
I think that was Grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Yeah, I think it jumped onto the...
Oh, I think you're talking about the motorcycle.
Oh, no. Sorry,
like, road not a grasshopper.
You're like, that kind of bike is a grasshopper?
You're like, that's sick. Yeah, I didn't know they made those.
Yeah.
It was on the windshield.
It wasn't.
True.
That's awesome.
I missed the grasshopper.
Sorry. I think it jumped up off the road and jumped on the window. Jumped away. And probably
that's
died.
Sick.
Hopefully not.
He's alive.
I mean,
doing well.
Yeah.
Gotta go bully some ants later.
What a great movie.
That's a great movie. Yeah.
That's two Disney movies.
One worm. We're on the road to hell.
are we
gonna copyright? That's true, we are.
Well, we were. Now we're not.
That's true. Now we're headed toward
Lakeland.
Yeah. Lakeland. A good spot.
Yeah. Promised land.
But yeah, I do wonder that. It's like when we talk about having a relationship with the Lord.
I'm just gonna say,
I love how
things.
These are the worst kinds of episodes. We can't stop looking at everything because I was thinking about saying goats the whole time.
Well, when I looked over at you to say it, you were like, I could tell you were trying not to say goats.
Yeah, I was trying so hard.
Don't say goats, don't say goats.
You're like,
goats.
And horses.
Yeah, horses. Nice.
What was I talking about?
I was talking about talking to God on the golf course.
Oh, yeah. We talk about having a relationship with God. But then it's like, well, how would I have a relationship with other people? And obviously, there is a level of, like, reverence that I think he deserves and that we do give him. There's that fear of the Lord. But also, it's like, am I treating him like I would a person that I want to have a relationship with? And it's like, what would I do if you'd invite that person to come play golf with you?
Right. Yeah,
or if I'm trying to figure out a problem, I'd go and ask that person.
Yeah.
I'd vent that to them and be like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've found, even on like my morning walks, where I'll oftentimes internalize all this, be like, what do I think is going on here? Like, well, I was like, why am I doing that to me? I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Like, why don't I just ask the Lord?
Yeah. I think to some degree, I think most people would be like, especially people that don't pray often.
Yeah.
Would be like, well, the Lord's not going to talk back to you. It's like, that's not actually true.
Right.
Like, there's other forms of confirmation. And and is this going to be a prayer episode?
We're talking about prayer now. Which actually, this does actually tie into the question I have for you.
Okay. Should we set up what... Like, we're a little bit on a mission right now.
We are on a mission. Which means this episode will probably stop when we reach that.
Okay.
It depends on where we're at. But we're headed toward...
It'll probably stop with reaching that place.
I think so.
There's a good chance, though, that it's very close.
That's what I'm afraid of. Which in that case, we'll just restart. Well, not restart, but we'll just pick up. We'll
okay.
Just pause and pick up.
When are you going to do the pre-roll?
Oh, that area, that's going to be in there somewhere.
Why not just do it right here?
Yes. Welcome back from the pre-roll. What if I do it twice?
I think we might actually be close. Cause
I think we are pretty close.
There's a lot of gates and stuff. All right, so we're...
No, I think it is right up here.
Yeah. So maybe this will be the beginning of the podcast.
So what are we coming here to do? What are we looking for?
Okay, so do we want to mention where we were? I guess we don't have to.
That's what I think we have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I thought about it. I was like, maybe we shouldn't.
True. Oh, I'm supposed to go left here. There's a big truck in my way. I think I'm just going to cut in front of them.
Yeah, I
did. Hopefully that's okay. Thank you, sir. You're a wonderful
human. He's flipping us off.
You're a wonderful human. I hope you have a wonderful life. Yeah, okay, so we were on the way to our destination, which was a little bit further north, Central Florida, from where we live. And as we're driving there, all of a sudden I look over and I'm like, is that a statue of Shiva? And Paul's like, I think it is.
It's this giant statue in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and it was like, it's like at the entry of what looked like somebody's property.
Yeah.
So there's a statue, but the thing is like we don't know that it actually was Shiva. Is this it? No. We don't know that it was Shiva, but it was definitely an Eastern,
kind of Eastern deity.
An Eastern deity. And the statue is probably like 8 feet tall.
Probably.
I mean, it looked.
It's pretty big.
Huge. Yeah. So we are going to take a picture and send back to the guys.
Yeah, we will.
But.
I think it's coming up.
But yeah, so what we're when we left where we were, it took us a different route.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we need to go back because we told the guys that we met a little bit further north that we saw this.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you have to go back and send us a picture. So we realized as we were leaving that the GPS took us a completely different route. So we turned around. Came back this way.
And now we're on the right path.
Now we're on the right path to find what might be Shiva.
To find a foreign god.
And yeah. Yeah.
But and it is interesting, though, because you did ask a question when we first passed it.
Okay.
Which I think is an interesting thought in that we oftentimes are focused a lot on our own, like, it wouldn't be weird to pass a giant cross.
Sure.
It'd be like, okay, yeah, cool, a giant cross.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but kind of be like, yeah, one for the team.
Be like, woo. Yeah. But then when we see
even
like,
though it's
like
a
that,
Roman torture device.
Yes. Just kind of crazy.
A little bit. They would say it's redeemed. Right?
Yeah. We reshaped it.
That's a different conversation.
But it's like we often forget that there are people just as devoted to another religion.
Yeah.
And then when we see like a temple of worship or things erected in honor of them, it's almost like, ew.
Right.
Why would you do that? But it's like, well, they're just as devoted to that as I am to Christianity.
Yeah, and have you ever noticed that, like, those places, and I don't know if this is, like, me projecting onto it, but those places always seem abandoned to me. Like, whenever I see another temple of worship, like, it usually kind of looks like a nightclub during the day.
I don't think I've
you never thought that?
I don't share that experience, yeah.
Maybe it's just the ones that I've seen. Like, maybe they literally
are nightclubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they could just be nightclubs that look like temples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not a, you know, we live close enough to Tampa. I think there are places like that.
That's actually probably true, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, and I think, like, my whole point with that was basically that there's a light side and a dark side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Star Wars, but, you know, that story comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think the idea is, like, there's no neutral movement.
Mm.
So, like, I, like, what I was saying was I work at a house of worship. Like, yeah. I work at a place of worship to the one true God, which is what I believe.
Yep.
And some people work at another house of worship to their one or thousands, like in Eastern religions, it is thousands.
Yeah.
Of other gods that aren't true gods. Now, in our tradition, we know that there are other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I grew up more thinking that the other gods were
just made up.
Yeah, we would say, like, false gods. Yeah. But I think maybe even the word false was...
It's a little misleading.
It's misleading. Yeah. Like, that was actually a big thing, because it's not that they're fake, meaning non-existent.
Yeah.
Existent.
Yeah.
Or made up, but instead, oh, we went around this roundabout.
Yeah.
But this is taking me that way.
Do we go straight through?
We came up from there.
Go that way.
I think.
I trust you.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, sorry, we're navigating a little bit. Yeah, I think this is trying to redirect me.
Okay. Yeah.
That says south, 561 south.
Okay.
Yeah, it's trying to redirect me that way.
My eyes are just peeled open for it.
Maybe not, though. Nope, now I'm... Wait, what? This roundabout? Now I'm heading back and forth.
What?
How is that possible?
It says south.
But I think it's from south. Forget that we're recording.
Yeah, me too.
Let me turn around and take the correct roundabout.
Okay.
Because when I looked at this, putting it in the GPS, it was correct. So I need to just trust it. I don't know why I didn't trust it. I think because we looked at it like an old school map.
Yeah, we did. Trying to go back to the 90s here.
I know. Remember, like, MapQuest?
Oh, yeah. I remember I had directions printed out.
Yeah.
To some of my friends' houses.
Yeah, you would print them out before you left.
Yeah. And I would just save them sometimes.
I always had friends that would say they would print it out, and they would, but then they would leave it on their printer.
I've done that several times.
We'd be going somewhere.
Oh, go, 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 go.
All right, back to the roundabout.
Woo!
Okay. I think we're I think this is, I mean, it's saying it's correct.
It all looks familiar.
Yeah. And this is taking me to my home, so.
Oh, even better.
That's where I want to go. That's where I want to be. But yeah, so, like, I think sometimes, so false gods, I think that's a misnomer. That a false god is something that somebody else made up.
Yeah.
When in reality, like, there's a lot of things that tell us that there's passed down tradition.
Yeah.
That other religions that worship other gods, somebody didn't make them up.
Right.
A lot of them stem from actual entities that were encountered by them.
Well, I think the other part of that too is for us to say as Christians, Bible believing Christians, that all the other gods are completely made up, is actually kind of a mockery to God. Because he's the one, because Yahweh is the one who says, oh, there are no other gods besides me.
That's a good
point. But if he's the only one, that's actually really embarrassing.
Yeah, I think people would say,
it's kind of like saying,
don't make up other gods.
I think that's and then he's like saying, like, none compare to me. the same way that Babylon in the same Bible says there are no other cities besides me.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, well, they're saying not that there aren't any other cities. They're saying none of them even compare.
Right.
It'd be like if I invented a sport and said I'm the best player in this sport. It's like, well, yeah, you're the one who played it. You made it up.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of embarrassing to say that.
Yeah. Maybe it is further away. Maybe it was further than thought, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Keep our eyes peeled.
I mean, there's a good chance we've already passed it.
I hope not.
Because we did... We didn't fully go back to where we came from. You know what I mean?
But we weren't that far out of the way, were we?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, well.
I hope we find it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I do have a question for you.
Okay.
And I'm very curious about this. It's a little bit of a fun question.
Okay.
We're in a road episode, so let's make it a little fun.
Okay.
So knowing what you know about Jesus in his life, who he was, his personality, do you think that if you were alive at the time of Jesus, would you like him as a person?
That's a great question.
Or would you not like him?
Oh, that's tough. So I want to ask 1,000 questions.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, in this scenario, am I me now? Or was
I'd say
born
like,
then?
You were born then. So you're not who you are now. But so, let's say you've got the same personality.
Do I have the same parents? Like, is my community the same?
Let's do it this way. I guess it does require some setup.
A little bit.
I guess I think about it as
only
like...
Only if you're talking to me.
Yeah, to you. I guess for me, when I think about that, it's like, okay, let me take the same thing, but let's put it in Judaism.
Okay.
So it's like, let me say I grew up as this, you know, I grew up in a Jewish family.
Okay.
And yeah, we went to the temple all the time. That's what we did. And then this guy shows up and I'm like, who's this dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, even just like his personality, not like, I don't know him as a savior.
I think we might have passed it.
I have a fear we did.
I'm only saying.
Was
that
it before? I thought it was before the construction, though.
But there's multiple points of construction.
I mean, that one in particular.
I'm only saying that because if we don't see it, I don't want to be completely disappointed.
That's true.
And it's far. We're far enough away from home that, like, if we turn around, it's going to take us hours to get back home.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to keep going, and hopefully we didn't pass it. But I do feel like it was pretty close to where we were.
I honestly can't remember specifically.
I can't either. Because we talked that whole way.
Yeah, we did.
And we said we're going to get coffee halfway through. But anyways.
Got coffee like 10 minutes from
I know. But yeah, so.
So I guess like, yeah.
So if you grow up.
I don't know him as a savior. I just know him as an individual.
Okay.
It's like, would I want to hang out with him?
Well, and technically, if you are talking about Jesus pre-death, he's not the savior yet.
True.
He's the prophesied savior. So. In that way, you're not really talking.
Like, that's fair.
And something else you would like, I would want to bring into the conversation would be like the concept of like how much was Jesus aware of his divinity? How much did he like fight between those
humanity and
his divinity? Like, what did that actually look like?
Yeah,
on a personal level, because you know we have general ideas of that, but we don't necessarily know like what Jesus felt like.
True.
You know, and I think that some of that would play out being able to like meet and hang out with him.
Yeah.
You know, like I think some of that would be maybe more obvious in some moments, but you know, the other question would be like how close are we talking? Like how close are we? Are we in the synagogue in Capernaum when he pulls out the scroll and reads it?
I'm like, you're gonna have dinner with this guy.
Okay.
Because honestly, and the reason I asked that, because I was thinking about it, it's like, would I enjoy spending time with him just as a person?
I see. I think it depends on who you are.
I mean, me being me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so in the first century situation, who you are in the story would determine that. So if you are a Pharisee...
Why are you making this?
Because
no, it's a good point.
Because I think the Bible actually answers that for us.
Yeah,
I think the Bible actually answers your question for us. You just put yourself in whoever you like, whoever it would be.
Look at that.
Something on fire over there.
Dang.
But, like, so you can easily just go, like, all right, so if you're a tax collector,
yeah,
your interaction with Jesus, you probably wouldn't like it very much.
True.
You know, unless you're Zacchaeus.
True.
And then he's your savior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you are one of the ones that were part of, like, the wayward group that Jesus would step into and speak into, you know what I mean? Then I think you would like it. I think you would want to hang out with him. Not because he's participating, but because he's not walking in and putting you down, but instead he's walking in to bring hope and life, which you don't have.
Right.
So I think in some ways, if you're on the end of judgment from Jesus or on the end of grace from Jesus, that would determine whether you would like him as a person or not.
Yeah. I mean, there's a heavy emphasis on that side of him. I guess I'm talking about more the other side of...
like pre-30?
Well, so like he's a...
like you meet Jesus at 25.
Because Jesus is a tradesman.
Okay.
So it's because he worked in the... he was a... mason worker, isn't he?
So let's talk about that.
Okay. Because he worked in, like, stonework.
So his dad...
yeah. Well, he's like a general contractor.
Was a general contractor.
Yeah.
Not a carpenter.
Correct.
So, okay, you're saying that like everybody knows that.
Oh, that's fair. I sound like I know. Wait, are we before or after this? Because I remember this.
I don't know. I mean, we've just drove this road around. Yeah. Well, literally, you are turned around from the direction we came.
That's true. I still have hope we're going to run into it.
I actually think we might still. Yeah, I think
but
we might still.
I won't be disappointed if we don't. I will. But
okay, I will a little bit too.
I will be disappointed.
Yeah, but, you know, you do what you can.
That's true. General contract.
Yeah, so, that's, like, it is, a lot of translations translate that Joseph was a carpenter.
Yeah.
So the actual translation would be closer to the word for general contractor, which meant that he probably was a finished carpenter, but probably more so just a builder.
Yeah.
A general contractor who was just a builder. So... and in that tradition, when you, like, this is where I get hung up a little bit. Mm. So they know him, there are people that call him Joseph's son in Nazareth.
Yeah.
There are people that are like, oh, that's just Joseph's son. Okay. So, but the Jewish tradition, the rabbinical tradition, is that at age 13, you would stop schooling and you would either study under a rabbi.
Yeah.
Which is what Paul does, or you would go to the trade of your family.
Yeah.
So we assume that Jesus goes to the trade of his family. The problem is, he becomes a rabbi at 30.
Yeah.
And that's the proper time.
Yeah.
So it's true. Everything about his ministry life would tell us that he didn't go back and work for his family.
Yeah.
That instead he kept doing schooling. Just like we see when he's, like, 12, I think.
That makes sense.
That his parents leave the temple, and they go a day's journey.
Yeah.
And he stayed back at the temple, and he was sitting at the feet of rabbis, which is what you do when you learn from them.
And it would make sense that he would be allowed to read scrolls. In the temple as well.
Yeah.
Because he would have had that training in that.
Yeah, because the people didn't freak out.
Yeah.
When he went up and grabbed the scroll to read it.
Right.
So, they obviously...
it was expected of him to go.
It would be like if you were at church and someone just walked up on stage and grabbed the mic.
Yeah.
Well, if they're a pastor at the church, then that's not weird.
It's normal.
Yeah. Like, if they're on staff at the church, not weird. So, Jesus walking up and grabbing a scroll, they didn't react like it was weird. So...
yeah, true.
So, he had permission.
Yeah.
How else does he have permission? So, like, I guess my thing is, like, and I don't actually know if this is true, because I feel like, and I'm saying it with some doubt, because I feel like at some point there might be something definitive that's like, no, he did work with his, but he does come from. So let me say it this way. Maybe this is actually more true. Maybe saying he's Joseph, isn't that just Joseph's son, is actually a knock on him in social status.
Yeah.
In saying, like, well, he's not a rabbi, or he's not of the like, priestly tradition, or he's not, like, he's not important.
Yeah.
But we, what do we know about him? He is of the line of David.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that he's from city of David. He's, his family's through Bethlehem. Everything would point to the fact that he went the rabbi route and was never a general contractor or a carpenter at all. That doesn't mean he didn't know how to build stuff out of wood.
True.
Because he still lived at his parents' house.
Yeah, he's still with his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there could very well have been some times where it's like, oh, he stopped to go help his dad with something and came back.
For sure.
That's definitely speculation, 100%.
Yeah.
But I guess it's interesting with that. And it, like, to the question is, it's like, so if I'm talking to somebody, ask them questions, and instead of answering a question, they just tell me another story and then ask me a question.
Is that what I just did?
No. But no, you didn't.
You did.
Okay. But it's funny. It's like, I'm saying that, like, with Jesus, because that's pretty known for this parable.
Oh, right.
Someone asks him a question, he's just like, well, once upon a time. I'd be like, oh, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah. Except, isn't that how rabbis would talk?
I think that's pretty how they talked. That's a very philosophical approach to answering questions.
But that's an oral tradition as well.
Yeah.
Like, and they're still, like, pretty...
So there's some expectation of him to do that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it makes me laugh that it's like, yeah, the guy can't hang, and he's just gonna go and just mess some stuff up.
Yeah, he's just gonna tell you stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a good thing.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's one of those where I was thinking about that. It's like, yeah, if I was just...
Because, like, even in the Irish tradition,
yeah,
the storyteller was the entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Well, let me ask you this, because kind of like, I feel like a better comparison to is like hanging out with your pastor.
Okay.
But for a lot
of... still back there?
Hey, guys. Just checking on you. You need any snacks?
I'm going to be honest. I think we did pass it.
I think we did.
I remember seeing that.
I don't remember when. That's the problem.
I feel like it was really close. I think it was really, really close. So... I think we might miss this.
I have a feeling we did. I have to make another trip sometimes to see it.
you're gonna take a pilgrimage to the other.
Just to find it. That actually might be bad.
Yeah. I think it might be.
I don't think I should do that.
I don't know. It depends on the posture of your heart.
That's true. Just send it to my new friends.
Yeah.
But it's like, it'd be like hanging out with your pastor.
Okay.
And it's like, would you...
I remember that sentence, yeah. Well, we just saw it back there.
Yeah. That's why it's so familiar. Yeah. You're right. That would explain that. It's like, yeah, would you feel comfortable just being yourself and hanging out with your pastor on like a, you know, like a Friday night? And it's like, would you have that... Could you have that same level of comfort as a friend just hanging out with Jesus?
I actually don't think we passed it.
Don't tease me like this. I agree with you. I just didn't want to say it out loud.
I know. yeah, we're just going to... Yeah.
It's going to be a roller coaster this whole ride.
Well, so I would actually say I think you should feel some weight hanging out with your pastor.
Yeah.
And you should conduct yourself slightly different. Not than who you are personally.
We have Empezia. There's the Mason Temple.
I think you're right.
It is up here. It's up here. That's the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, but there was another one.
There were two, were there? I just remember one.
I think because that school stuck out to me.
I think we're going to see it. And look, I remember that sign.
What?
It's the same sign.
No, because, yeah, this church.
I don't think we passed it
I
yet.
Don't think, I think it's right up here.
I don't know. I don't think I should be excited. Steve was just around the corner.
Oh boy. Oh wait, this is that downtown area.
Yeah, because that's the building. I was like, I'd love to own a building like
that. That's right. Was it before this downtown?
I don't remember.
Oh man.
Is it okay to cry?
No, I don't. You can't. I don't cry think out I should to,
cry. About
it. Cry out to no other gods.
No, don't do it,
dear Lord
Yahweh.
Help us find this.
Could you help us find it?
No, don't. That's not a real prayer.
But that.
That's not a real prayer.
Yeah, because that's the question is, like, do we, if we feel convicted when we see the statue to knock it over, do we do it?
I think we have to pray about it. Like, pray for it to fall over.
Oh, and not physically touch it.
Yeah. I think that's more powerful.
I agree. But what would, who would that be for?
We're going to film
the
it.
Podcast.
They're going to film it.
So what that means is if there's someone watching this podcast that needs the witness and the testimony of the power of Jesus.
Yeah.
Then it's for them.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
That means we have to find it first. No. All right, we have our mission.
And that would be wild.
No confirmation from the Lord.
But we have. Just a journey to take. Oh, man. What were we talking about?
Well, let me say this. So with, because when I think about it, and it's funny because it, maybe it's.
Yeah, we're 40 minutes in.
Wow.
Is it weird to reference that? I mean, you guys already know how far
you
are.
You know
how. And if for some reason you're literally watching all the way to this point, that's amazing.
That's incredible.
It probably is interesting to watch. Probably soothing.
Maybe it might be.
I think it'd be fun to watch.
I don't know if we've said anything that interesting.
But what if you, what if somebody is, I'm going to go this way. Because, oh, it says can't. I was trying to follow exactly, but I forgot that was a one-way road. Remember, this is where I turned around 3 times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, now I can't go that way. Does that say Korea? Oh, yeah, I think that's a monument to...
Oh,
okay. To veterans. Yeah, wait, what were you saying?
Yeah, because when I think about it, even when I pray, it's like, I've said this, like, I really hope God has a sense of humor. I've said that a lot of times. Because it's like, there are times where I will just be telling jokes in the middle of the prayer sometimes. And I'm like, I really think that God is funny.
Are there other people present?
No, it's just me.
Okay.
And I fully believe that God is funny.
Okay, let's talk about that. Just quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Why would he... Like, why are we assuming... So, if Jesus eats, where does the food go?
Into his body.
Into his stomach.
Yeah.
Why is that weird?
Right.
If we're made in his image and likeness... Why is it weird that Jesus has a stomach?
Yeah.
Where else would it go? Is it just evaporate?
Right? He just does it to look normal.
I think we just don't want...
I think we don't want to add too much humanity to him sometimes.
Well, I think that we want Jesus to be like other gods.
Yeah.
And other gods are like genies in bottles.
Right.
And so maybe that's the, like, maybe that's the heresy. Is that we make Jesus... He's not human.
He's
incarnate, and then he has a glorified body.
Yeah.
So he's the firstborn of creation. So, if that's true, we're made in his likeness. But we're not like... I think anything that we're missing, or anything that's not great about us, is a result of Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're down a whole different thing. I think it's not weird for us to say God or Jesus is all the things that we are.
Yeah.
But perfect.
Yeah.
So if Jesus is not funny, then being funny is not a perfect human form or expression.
Right.
But if it's part of the perfect human expression, then of course he is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And also, like, where else would it come from? Where would humor come from?
Where's humor come from? It's come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it brings us joy.
It's funny because I found through my prayer life.
Yeah.
It's like there have definitely been times where he's pulling jokes on me. And I was like, this is awesome.
Do you think we missed it by taking that one-way street?
Do you think it was... Did we go back that way?
I think we were only a block off. I don't think we would have missed it. Because that one-way street was just a block. It was like a city block.
Yeah. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
I don't either.
Is this different than when we came up?
No.
Okay.
But I think there were multiple lodges. And there keeps being places that look similar.
Because it was right next to the Mason Lodge, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I feel like it could be, like, right there.
You know what I mean? And I don't even know how to look this up. I don't think I could look it up.
No, I think
if it's Google Earth or something.
Well, I don't know that it would be mapped on there. I mean, I guess you could just scroll up the
room. It depends on, yeah.
Huh. Oh, wait, there it is. Oh,
that's it.
I'm kind of scared now.
We found it.
I'm a little scared.
I actually just got scared.
I did too.
I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
That's why I feel like I got to pray for this thing to fall over.
Okay, I'm a little scared. If I'm being completely honest.
No, dude, I feel the exact same thing.
Okay.
I actually feel like a little like, I don't think I should do this.
Yeah, I actually feel like there's like some...
There's actually some kind of demon going on here.
Yeah.
Now this is going to be found footage.
I'm a little scared. Do you want to park here and walk over?
Since that is someone's driveway?
Is it somebody's driveway?
There's a mailbox out front.
How is that someone's driveway? What in the world?
Let's walk across.
Okay, but what is this place?
This is a restaurant.
Is it really?
It says Red Wing Restaurant.
Okay. Well, we just told everybody where we were.
Oh, I'll believe it out.
Why?
I don't know. We're here, guys.
Why did that? I think because when I turned for a brief second, I saw the eyes.
Oh, I wasn't expecting it there. That's what got me.
Okay.
We did,
but if you look right here, you can't see it.
No, because it just opens up.
Yeah.
So I think that's what got. I wasn't expecting to see it right.
I think I literally saw its eyes. I feel really weird spiritually at the moment.
I feel a little disturbed.
Yeah. What is this right here?
Another road, looks like.
Okay.
I don't know what road.
Alright, so when you're driving down this road, it's a main highway. There's a ton of bushes right before this house entry. Oh, yeah. We have to go back around to that restaurant.
Yeah.
You can't drive down that street slow.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. I think we should just walk across. Just run across the road.
I was not expecting that.
Me either! I feel a little disturbed.
Yeah. But I think that proves the point of what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
That, like, a statue is possessed by something.
Yeah.
And we are...
If the person invites it in.
Yes. But we are not inviting it in.
Absolutely not.
However, there...
And I say this unironically right now. I'm sorry to cut you off. I say this unironically. It's like, yeah, I actually am hoping this thing falls over.
Same.
When we're in front of it.
Same.
Like, that's a legitimate prayer. If this thing is holding on to it, if it's being occupied by something.
Whoa.
It's like, yeah, I want this thing to tumble over.
How crazy
would it be if we go up to it and it's falling on its face?
Oh. That would be... I think I would...
I feel like I'd have to start singing or something.
We would have to. Yeah. That's, like, I feel...
That's crazy.
I feel wholly reverent at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very aware of the presence of the Lord. Like, I feel like my spirit is on guard.
Same. I'm going to stop it here, and then we'll keep filming, I guess.
And then you'll do point of view from the...
Yeah, my POV. We're getting out of the car, kiddos.
Oh, boy. I don't want to go on that side of the road.
No, we're going to get in front of the mailbox and run across.
Okay, wait. But film the reveal of it.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Isn't that crazy? It's just out of nowhere.
after this truck we can run across.
Yeah, step back.
I don't know who this is.
Well, I think that's a solar camera right there.
Let's see. It's creepy.
That was weird. That was very weird. The thing is I felt when we passed it. Yeah, I mean, we recorded it, but when we passed it, I literally felt like, so if you believe in the Lord, or you've been on a roller coaster,
yeah,
it's different, but it's similar, where within my, what you would call your gut, yeah, spirit, or Christian language would be your spirit, like right above your stomach. I felt a strong urge.
Yeah.
So when we passed it, I was like, whoa.
That's, I felt something like grab.
Yeah. That is like witness of the Holy Spirit. Because the whole time we were talking, we were in conversation also with the Lord.
Yeah.
Saying, whatever this is, like, we don't want to participate in it.
Yeah.
We're not opening up to it. And if it needs to fall, let it fall.
Yeah.
It did not fall. So, maybe it's a witness to us that, you know, feeling the Holy Spirit with urgency within us, making us aware of, something spiritual going on there that we don't want to be a part of, is still a witness to us.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I started to say it, and I was like, let me wait. So the feeling I got there, too, was a very similar feeling I went to. So in Tennessee, near Nashville,
okay,
they have a one-to-one recreation of the Parthenon.
Oh.
And it was created originally.
A one-to-one?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's huge. It's massive. They built it originally for the World Fair that happened there.
Yeah.
I don't remember when that was. And they built it out of, it was supposed to be a temporary building just to show off, like, look what we did.
That's crazy.
Amongst a lot of other things. Well, it started becoming a staple there. And so they're like, hey, let's keep it. So they redid it again, but on concrete.
Okay.
And that's how you can visit it now. And inside of it, they have a statue of Athena that would be in the original Parthenon building. And in that, like, shows it.
One for one.
Yeah. And to show the size of it, in her hand, she's holding Hermes. And he looks like this little tiny, like, he fits in the palm of her hand. He looks small. And he is, I think, 6'4".
No way.
And she's massive. Like, it's huge. It's undescribably how big this thing is.
But she's in it.
She's inside the building.
That's crazy.
It's huge.
I mean, it's got to be, like, 80 feet tall, at least.
I don't think it's 80.
I mean, the building itself.
It might be 80 feet, now that you say that.
But that's 8 stories.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It could very well be. We could look it up. I don't actually have the full...
Man, that's just pillars.
Yeah.
It's a one-story building.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it's all pillars.
High.
And the area she's in is enclosed, and there's just massive doors. But when I went in there, and I don't know if anyone else shared this experience, you definitely feel disturbed. And I knew for me when I was there, I was like, I don't feel comfortable being here. Like, I feel unwelcome.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt as I was approaching this statue, too.
Yeah.
It was like, I feel very unwelcome here.
Yeah.
Spiritually. And I guess the question then I'm asking myself now is like, why wouldn't I be?
Yeah, why would it not be a welcoming place for you?
Because it's like, I shouldn't feel welcome here, because I'm not welcome here.
Right.
And I'm not welcoming it. And so it's rejecting me as well.
True. But the fact that somebody has that
and had it built.
Yeah. They must feel welcomed by it.
Yeah.
Or they must feel something towards it.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is like, that can sound ridiculous, but walk up to a waterfall,
mm-hmm.
and you feel in awe of it.
Yeah.
And that's God's creation. So, like, if we create something to represent another entity, then it will inspire some type of feeling.
Yeah.
Or it evokes some type of feeling. And I think that that's either welcoming or not.
Yeah.
And maybe maybe other people also don't feel welcomed by it. Maybe that's the point of it. We'll have to look up who that was.
Yeah, because I didn't recognize him.
I didn't either.
Guys, what a name.
But we said, like, so you're you're 5'5"?
5'6.5". I feel like I said...
Every time I get... I said 5'5", because I feel like I've heard you say that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have made jokes about that before.
Okay.
But I'm really, like, 5'7".
All right, so if you're 5... Because I'm 5'9", so I'm not that much taller. But, like, 5'7". And you see the picture.
And I'll post that picture on Instagram.
Okay,
I see it.
You could also just like put it on my hand.
That's true.
If your hand is tattooed, then I'm here.
Yeah.
No joke. So if you're 5'7", the statue was at least 3 of you.
Minimum. At least.
Minimum was 3 of you.
Yeah.
Which makes the statue
18.
16 feet.
Yeah.
16 and a half feet. So there's a good chance the statue is around 16 feet, and the monument that it's standing on, or the foundation, it's
like another
4 feet.
Oh, no, maybe 3 feet.
You thought, yeah.
Because it was each step. There's three steps.
So you're talking about probably 20 feet all in.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's massive.
And it literally is just on the side of a random back roads interstate in the middle of Central Florida.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest part to
Yeah.
me. It's not, like, what is...
There's no reason it should be here.
What's beyond that gate?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Because you can't see what's behind it. And there's a mailbox at the front of it.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a residency. Or maybe it's a business.
That could be. Which is a business mailbox.
But if it was a business, there was no business sign.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's a temple.
But it didn't seem like someone's house. I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
But the road curved around a bunch of trees.
Oh,
so
true.
You couldn't see what was behind it. I mean... You guys will see the picture, or you'll actually see the video, right?
Yeah, I filmed that bit of it.
Yeah. So, in that, though, you see that there's just trees and bushes behind that.
Yeah.
So, it's just its own thing right there. That's so weird.
That's so strange. But, you know, you brought up an interesting point, and I love how, and it's what I think is kind of fun about this travel episode. You guys have traveled with us. We've definitely gone a lot of different paths, but I think they all lean toward the same through line, and here's the through line that I'm seeing, is that it's like, would you be friends with Jesus?
Yeah.
And I think the question is, at least for me, is like, the answer is yes. Even if there's things about him, what I read is like, man, I would probably hate this guy in real life, but there's other things where it's like, I'd probably love this guy in real life, I'd like him because of these things. It's like, oh, if I heard a friend who fully believed in something and then went somewhere and started knocking tables over, it's like, that guy's awesome.
Right.
Like, you're so, you believe what you, you're so convicted about what you believe that you're willing to go extreme for it.
Yeah.
And that,
the truth is,
I think that's a scary message to hear sometimes, but in a lot of ways, I think it's very appropriate, especially when it's for truth.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, even if you're a merchant at the table that was flipped.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of us, I know I've felt this way before, that even when I feel like I'm doing good work, there's some of it where I wish it wasn't the way it was. So, like, there are times where we'll actually ask that question.
Up here? Yeah, we'll finish it real quick.
There's times where I'll actually ask that question, where I'll actually be like, Lord, is this pleasing to you?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like the answer is, it's fine, but don't do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not even like a bad thing. It's just like maybe too much of what I think or too much, let's say, production. Like maybe it's too much focused on not him. And in that way, I kind of take that and adjust.
Yeah.
And so even the things that I don't love, like I may not love in the moment about Jesus, I, like you said, I like it because it's like a good workout.
It should make you better.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you humble yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, and I'll let you have the last word.
It's your podcast.
Is that, I know. But I feel like if I do that, we'll keep going back and forth.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a good thing. But so I would say, it's like, yeah, would I be friends with him? It's like, well, he challenges me in ways that a friend should. And he pushes me to be better, which a friend should.
Yeah.
And he's funny. He's fun to hang out with. He's fun to spend time with. I'm sure he was up to some shenanigans sometimes in a positive way.
Shenanigans was a scary word right there.
That was. That's like reckless love. That's why reckless love Jesus is shenanigans.
Yeah. You can say that.
But so all that to say, when it comes to something, let's say going to church, there are people that feel very unwelcome at church.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it can be because of the people, but let's say let's assume everything's great and they're very welcoming people.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're convicted with someone who you should feel convicted by.
Yes. Let's bring you up.
Ooh, a little POV. Not POV. You're in the front seat now. Welcome. Is, now you're in front of somebody that is, you presented with righteousness. You're confronted with righteousness and truth.
Is this supposed to be 16 by 9?
No, that's how I've been filming it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going vertical.
Okay.
Because otherwise it wouldn't fit in the cup holder.
Yeah, true. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. And, but at the same time, in that same place, in that same moment, there are people that feel welcome enough to scream and cry and worship the Lord loudly.
Yeah.
Like, that's a comfort that you can't have everywhere. And so it's like, while one person's unwelcome, the other person feels welcome. And in the same way with the statue that we just saw, someone felt welcome to not only build it, but to go there and worship it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even going to touch the stairs.
Right.
Because I feel so unwelcome here.
And not out of reverence,
mm-mm.
but in the same way, out of reverence of the one true God.
Yeah. That I'm not going to go to those places.
And potentially that's a physical representation of the prince of this principality.
Yeah.
Because all day we've been seeing Eastern statues in really weird ways.
That's true.
And we're like an hour away from home.
Yeah.
Like, we're not that far away.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
But so I'll say this, and then I'm gonna let you close this out today. So I think that right there, the welcomeness, the friendship, the closeness that you can feel with somebody, I think for me adds gravity toward what it is. And so it's like, okay, if that gravity exists, that gravity's there, who do you want to be around?
Yeah.
And it's like, would you rather be around Christ, who says, like, I want you to be better? I want you to be with me, and this is the way to do it. He's like, I'm going to die for you so you can do this. Or would you rather be with something that says, whatever they say, it's like, oh, you just have to just be yourself. It's already with the answers within you. It's like, the answer's not within me.
No.
I don't have any answers.
Yeah. No, I think that's really well put. I think the other thing would be, I like how personal you got with that.
Hmm.
And like really going into the characteristics of God. But I think maybe I'll take it to the 30,000 foot view.
Yeah.
As we wrap up and just kind of go, if you choose to bow down at other entities, there is a day where those entities will bow down.
Yeah.
To the true God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of the Church of Jesus Christ. It's at the end of the day, every knee will bow.
Yeah.
So if you feel welcomed by an entity that is not the Holy Spirit, then at some point that entity will be destroyed and you will have hitched your cart to the wrong donkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like at the end of the day, there is this personal nature about the freedom that comes with a relationship of Jesus, with Jesus, and the bondage that eventually is a relationship with other
deities that are lower than Jesus.
Yeah,
that's weird. I honestly did not I did not expect this today.
I didn't either. This took a very different turn than I expected.
I know. It makes me feel like, I feel like this video might come across as like an influencer blog because of how energized we've been about everything that's happened today.
This is all taking me by complete surprise.
But I think if you know who we are, then you'd be like, they're very excited about what's going on. But yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I think this is a really cool.
I think this is a cool trip.
It was.
I will say nothing that happened was what I expected.
At all.
But it was better than I could have hoped for.
Same. But yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been the first Tipsy Theology travel podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And I guess let Paul know if you want it to happen again.
Do you guys want to come on the road trip with us?
We'll see what happens.
We'll head to the Church of Scientology next.
Oh boy. We'd have to find one. Well, I
There's
guess
one
Clearwater.
In Clearwater.
Oh yeah, true. Actually,
Ybor City has one.
Like almost all of Clearwater is Scientology.
Really?
Yeah. And that's actually really close to us. Like they actually own most of Clearwater.
Oh, of course they
the
do.
The Church of Scientology itself.
Dang.
So I don't know why I said that. It's not very far.
No, it's really close.
I don't want to go there.
I don't either.
I like Clearwater though.
If you guys want us to go there, we'll do it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Send us some money.
Yeah. Send us gas money and we'll go. Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
Some coffees.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for watching. Thanks for coming on this trip with us.
Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts today.
Yeah. This is what we ran on. Not just America. And we'll talk to you hopefully sooner rather than later.